From NPR News, it's Day to Day. A bomb scare caused a plane en route from England to Egypt to land in southern Italy today. It turned out to be a false alarm. There were two similar incidents earlier this week here in the U.S. On Wednesday, a plane from London to Washington was diverted to Boston after a passenger caused a disturbance. Yesterday, an airport in West Virginia was closed after someone found a suspicious liquid in a terminal. All this extra security is costing money, of course. And joining me now to talk about that is Scott McCartney. He writes about air travel for the Wall Street Journal. And Scott, can you put a dollar figure on the cost of diverting a plane? Let's use Wednesday's flight diverted to Boston as an example.
It generally runs in the tens of thousands of dollars, and it really depends on the type of plane that's diverted, how long it's on the ground, and things like that. But for airlines, the cost, there's an added fuel cost, there's time for the crew, and lost time for the airplane that they may have to put a different airplane into service.
And who bears that cost?
Well, the airline does. I mean, we all end up paying for it in ticket prices, but diversions are something that airlines deal with on a fairly routine basis for all kinds of reasons, mechanical reasons or health reasons of a passenger or things like that. And so they kind of know how to deal with it.
But when you have a case of an unruly passenger who causes the diversion, shouldn't that passenger bear some sort of the responsibility financially?
Well, I think it's pretty rare that an airline has ever gone after that. It really becomes a criminal matter, and the airline will press charges against the passenger. But I think it's very rare that the airline would actually go after the passenger for $40,000 of fuel cost.
But yet they could face criminal sanctions such as a fine, and then would that fine then go to the airline or not?
No, I think it's a federal matter and a fairly serious federal offense to impede the work of a flight crew. And I think passengers in the past have ended up with jail time who have caused major disturbances.
Well, I imagine these incidents are going to increase, what with tight security these days. So are we already seeing the increases in ticket prices as a result?
Well, ticket prices are so much driven by supply and demand. Ticket prices have been going up, but the pressure that airlines face from fuel costs are far greater than the pressure that they're facing from security costs. I think there will be higher security costs, but it's unclear yet if airlines will bear that or if Congress will pony up more money for the TSA or if passengers will bear the burden with an increase in the security fee that we pay on all tickets.
Scott McCartney writes the middle seat column for the Wall Street Journal. Thank you, Scott.
Good to be with you, Madeline.